Welcome to the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com, your daily morning podcast, updating you on everything you need to know to win your fantasy baseball league. Let's talk about baseball.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another edition of the First Pitch Podcast on PitcherList. My name is Trevor Huth, always happy to have you with me, as we are going to talk some baseball, see what's going on, of course, as always. We are going to start with the news. Out of the Giants camp, Jordan Hicks is officially going to be moving to the bullpen. That's how he came up through the Cardinals system. He was originally a bullpen arm, decided to stretch out. Mixed results. He's had some really good outings, some very poor outings as of late. That's officially going to push him back to the bullpen, taking his place. Is Hayden Birdsong in the rotation? It was kind of going to be down to Birdsong or Kyle Harrison, both of whom are on the 26-man active roster. The Giants have announced it's going to be Hayden Birdsong. This is something that was kind of thought to be an option out of spring training because Birdsong has been really good. He's got a great fastball. He has a nasty kick changeup, but his command has always been kind of an issue. He was looking good in spring, thought he may get that fifth starter role. That ended up going to Landon Roop. But Birdsong officially going to be joining the rotation. He'll make his first start on Tuesday. Byron Buxton officially heads to the seven-day concussion IL following the collision with Carlos Correa. The day before Carlos Correa went on the IL, they were still waiting on Buxton. The news is out for him now. Carson McCusker is expected. It's not official, but he is expected to join the Twins. He's not on the 40-man roster, meaning a corresponding move is going to have to happen. Carson McCusker, he's a little bit, you know, on the older side in terms of somebody who's going to debut in the big leagues, but he has massive power potential. I mean, he could just be hitting tanks and, you know, tanks upon tanks with his giant 6'8 frame. However, that comes with a high strikeout rate. He was at 29% in AAA, and that's kind of been standard with him throughout throughout his minor league career. It actually might be one of the better marks of his career at 29%. So expect strikeouts, but if he connects, expect just mammoth home runs because that is the kind of power potential McCusker has shown throughout his time as a minor league baseball player. The Brewers say Jose Quintana is seeking a second opinion on his shoulder. He was on the IL already with shoulder inflammation, but it seems like he's going to be out longer than originally anticipated. The Royals have placed both Cole Reagans and Seth Lugo on the injured list. Noah Cameron, we know, is taking one of those spots. He actually started in yesterday's games. Evan Sisk takes a roster spot for right now. However, they are going to need a starter at some point, you believe, sending both Lugo and Reagans on the IL. Sisk is not going to take that spot. So who could it be? I mean, they signed Rich Hill to a minor league deal. He's still ramping up, though, so not him probably. At least, you know, right away. I think a good candidate might be Luinder Avila, who is on the 40-man roster. Avila has a 4.74 ERA with 27.3% rather strikeout rate in AAA this year. Seems like the better, or seems like one of the better options that they have. They may have to add somebody to the 40-man. It just depends on what direction that they want to go. Oswaldo Cabrera undergoes surgery on his knee. He's likely done for the season. In the short term, that probably means a lot of Yorbert Vivas at bats. He has not been doing very well. I think he's hitting sub 200 by quite a bit. Eventually, Jazz Chisholm comes back and probably takes that spot. Then you're hoping on DJ LeMahieu, who hit a home run. He's, you know, short sample since returning from the IL, but he's been hitting well. You know, that could slow down. That is the news. Let's take a look at what happened around the games yesterday. Following a three-home run effort, Wilmer Flores followed it up in yesterday's games with three walks, including a walk-off walk, which was the only run scored in that game. So Wilmer Flores apparently doing things in threes, home runs and then walks yesterday. Cal Raleigh from the catcher position hit his 15th home run. That gives him home runs in back-to-back games, 15 home runs, trails only Shohei Ohtani, who has 16 in the MLB lead, and it ties Raleigh with Aaron Judge and Kyle Schwarber. So good company to be in, especially in fantasy terms. If he's your fantasy catcher, you're getting a lot of power that you just don't normally get from that position. over his last three games. Rally is 4-for-9 with 3 walks. So he's been seeing the ball really well lately. As I mentioned, home runs back-to-back games. The Rockies having a day offensively. They scored 14 runs. They wound up winning 14-12 because, well, Rockies. And, you know, they had a couple players have a good game. Ezekiel Tovar is back from the IL, and he is hitting the ball. Home run and a triple in that game. And this is only his second game back, I think. And Jordan Beck also just continuing to look good. He struggled in his first stint in the bigs this year, got sent down. Now he's back. And it just seems like I talk about him constantly on this podcast because he's just always doing something, at least I guess on weekends. I'm not paying that close attention during the week to Jordan Beck, but he hit 2 home runs and a triple in the game yesterday, continuing to just swing the bat very well. Alek Thomas, who's struggled most of his major league career, is having a great season, hitting .283, and he notched his first home run of the season. Good to see him somewhat breaking out. I mean, as a prospect, he was not really in the same breath as Corbin Carroll, but he was kind of up there as another power speed threat, thinking that he could maybe get like 15 home runs and on top of 20 stolen bases somewhere in there. That has not been the case. Not looking like it's going to be the case, at least this year. I guess he still could grow into it, but Alek Thomas had his first home run of the season. Jordan Lawler was tearing the cover off the ball in AAA. It's a very small sample size, but he is 0-for-8 with 5 strikeouts and a walk since receiving his promotion. Just always remember the PCL is very hitter friendly. Trevor Larnach for the Twins tripled in the game. He's hitting .333 over his last 7 games with a pair of home runs. You know, he's just been hitting pretty well lately, so that's good to see. His average is a little bit lower than it has been. But he's still been showing some power. The catcher position in Atlanta, something that I've been mentioning quite a bit because it seems like it's going to keep getting murkier and murkier. Sean Murphy answered back with a home run, a couple hits, you know, in his last start. Drake Baldwin started the game yesterday. He had 1 hit, and it was his 5th home run of the season. Seems like Baldwin's going to start taking more starts from Murphy, at least. He's playing well enough too, and Brian Snitker, the Braves manager, has said that is a possibility. So it kind of seems like that's something that should be looked out for, especially if you, like me, roster Sean Murphy, thinking that he were going to get a hopeful bounce back season. Chandler Simpson for the Rays. Oh, man. I tell you what, that call-up was one of the most divisive call-ups I can remember in history, and it is working out well for the Rays and for Simpson. He had another 2 hits and, of course, a stolen base because that's what he does. That brings him up to .301 in his MLB career. Obviously, it's still early on, but he is hitting the ball. He was billed as a speed threat who can make really good contact. That is exactly what he is doing, and there's not power. He's not going to have – I mean, I don't think he's hit a ball over the fence in his professional career, if I remember correctly, is 1 home run, and it was an inside-the-park home run. So you're not getting a ton of power, but if he can continue to put the bat on the ball like this, he's going to steal bases, and he's going to be a game-changing stolen base type of guy for your fantasy lineups. Jackson Holliday had this really hot start. I feel like I haven't really seen much from him, even though he's doing pretty well. He's hitting .269 on the year. He added a couple hits in yesterday's games, a home run and a double, his 5th home run on the season. Another Orioles infielder, Gunnar Henderson, he's been hitting better, right? When he came off the IL, he was not doing very well at the plate. He's getting more hits. That's good. He added another hit in yesterday's games. He also struck out 3 times. And we know Gunnar Henderson is good. We know Gunnar Henderson can be a very good hitter, a top-end hitter, an elite-type hitter, especially for fantasy purposes. His strikeout rate's around 28% at the moment. And you'd think that's going to even out, but just watching trends, I mean, he is striking out a lot. I think he's hitting around .250. So you just wonder how sustainable one or the other is. Not that I'm worried about Gunnar Henderson, but just pointing out things that you notice. Spencer Torkelson added his 12th home run. Dude's just hitting the ball still. He's slowed down a little bit, but he is still, you know, showing power pretty regularly. Again, his 12th home run against the Blue Jays. Chase Meadroth for the White Sox had a three-hit day, including his first MLB home run. He's another guy who isn't necessarily going to add a whole lot of power to your fantasy lineups, but a guy who hits the ball pretty well, and he's been doing that in his MLB debut season. Pete Crow Armstrong hit a triple, also stole his 14th base. I think that makes 12 home runs, 14 steals on the year, and just continuing to be what I have to believe is the best value pick of that you could have made in fantasy in redraft leagues. And if you bought low or just held on to him, a great decision in your dynasty leagues, because he has just been unreal so far this year. Dansby Swanson also putting up some stats in the game yesterday. He had a pair of hits and three at bats, including a home run. He also stole two bases and had three walks. So he was getting on base, obviously stealing as well. For the Angels, Matthew Lugo has been really good in his first 21 at-bats. He's hitting .381 with three home runs. He had a bomb and a double in the game yesterday. 24 years old and off to a really good start in his MLB career. Andy Pages for the Dodgers, again, a guy who, coming into the year, I was low on. I actually traded him, and it turns out I'm going to probably regret doing that. He's just been great. Two hits, including a home run, three RBIs in the game yesterday. He's hitting .288 on the year and just continues to put up good numbers. And that trade, man, I'm not going to dwell on it. We're going to move on. Looking at some pitching matchups, Clayton Kershaw made his return for the Dodgers. Did not go very well. Four innings, five earned runs, three walks, two strikeouts. I didn't watch it. I don't know what the stuff looked like, but it didn't go very well statistically. Speaking of the Giants starting rotation, Landon Raup, six shutout innings, five strikeouts, two walks. That's the guy who beat out Hayden Birdsong. Hayden Birdsong getting ready to join the Giants rotation. It came down to those two for that fifth rotation spot. And, well, it's hard to say the Giants made the wrong decision because Landon Raup has been good and shown really good flashes. On the other side of that matchup was Luis Severino, who had basically the same line, six shutout innings, five strikeouts, except he only walked one instead of two. So one thing, they're just great pitching matchups in yesterday's games or great starting pitching performances. Feels like we had a lot of them who threw shutout innings, across five or six innings. Nick Pivetta scattered two hits and a run over six innings. He struck out seven. So a solid day for Nick Pivetta and the Padres. All right, Miles Michaelis. I mentioned him on yesterday's podcast. I said Miles Michaelis has been pitching pretty well. Still a guy that I am skittish about for fantasy reasons, but Michaelis continued his stretch of good performances. Went six innings, gave up two hits, did not give up a run. Another six shutout inning guy. Two walks, four strikeouts, and that helped the Cardinals, started them off, their pitching staff, shutting out the Royals. Noah Cameron coming up to make his second MLB start. He gave up one mistake. It was a home run to Jordan Walker. That turned out to be the difference. It was a 1-0 game. Noah Cameron goes 6 1/3, struck out three. And again, Jordan Walker hit a home run. That was the entire difference of the whole game. So Noah Cameron still, he looked good in his first game. He looked good in his second game. So he should stick around, especially with the injuries to Reagans and Lugo. So two good starts in a row, a guy that I would be looking to, grab if he's still available in most leagues. Tyler Molly continued his success at home, gave up one earned run over six innings, striking out three. Entering the game, his home ERA was something crazy, like 0.89 or something like that. So he has had a lot of success. If I see him starting at home, I'm all over it at this point until he proves otherwise. Guardians debut for Slade Ciccone, who just came off the IL. Gave up three earned runs in five innings, but he did strike out eight, which is interesting because strikeouts not something that Slade Ciccone has been known for, at least so far in his MLB career. One game does not career make, but eight strikeouts in five innings in his debut for the organization. As it turns out, Zach Wheeler, still good. And in case anyone was wondering, six shutout innings, six strikeouts, scattered three hits and a walk. Drew Rasmussen with a great outing, six shutout innings, five strikeouts, and Reese Olson to round out our pitching for the Tigers. I love Reese Olson, one of my favorite pitchers just in general. But he six shutout innings with six strikeouts. Seems like he's catching back up to the rest of the Tigers' rotation. The Tigers' pitching has been really good overall, and Olsen kind of had a slower start, but over his last three or four starts, it seems like he's really turned things around and started to join the success that the rest of the rotation for Detroit has been enjoying. One reliever I want to mention, Matt Brash. He's a guy who I was buying just as he was getting closer to coming off the IL. Obviously not going to be taking over saves anytime soon just because Andrés Muñoz exists. So why would Matt Brash get save opportunities? But he's picked up his second hold since returning from the IL. He has 6 strikeouts and 4.2 innings. So if you're in a saves holds league, Matt Brash, that's what I got for you. Those were some of the highlights over yesterday's games. Of course, some news. We are going to look at some of the upcoming games in just a moment. We come back. You are listening to the First Pitch Podcast on Pitcher List. And welcome back to the First Pitch Podcast on Pitcher List. My name is Trevor Huth. At least that's what they call me, which I'm guessing they do because that's my name. We've taken a look at some news. We've taken a look at some highlights. Now let's take a look at some of the upcoming matchups for today's games. One of the more interesting ones, in my opinion, is going to be the Pirates and the Phillies. It's Paul Skeens versus Mick Abel. Now, Paul Skeens is, of course, Paul Skeens. So that's that, right? But this could be some really loud stuff from both starters. We know Skeens has good stuff. Mick Abel also has really electric stuff in terms of movement, in terms of, you know, velo, all that. But Abel's command needs to be there. If Abel is throwing strikes, then this could be a strikeout heavy game from the starting pitchers. We know Paul Skeens can do it. Mick Abel has fallen off his prospect pedestal because he's put up ridiculously high walk numbers. It's scary. It's risky. But his stuff is so good. I think, if I remember correctly, I still put a 50 OFP on him for Prospects Live because I believe in the stuff. And if he can find the zone and live in the zone, he has the look of a really good starting pitcher. So for one, you get Paul Skeens. On the other side, you get just a really potentially good pitcher in Mick Abel making his MLB debut. I don't know. Risky. Anyway, other games. Brian Bellow versus Atlanta. He's been good since returning from the IL. I think it's been 5 starts. He's got a 2.33 ERA through 27 innings. Still looking for the strikeouts to kind of catch up to that. We'll see if they do. Maybe Atlanta's not the best start for that, but he has been suppressing runs, which is good. And if he can, you know, start to find some of his good stuff and start getting strikeouts, that would be very helpful. Spencer Schwellenbach's on the other side of that. And I have documented love of Spencer Schwellenbach and what he could be. Matthew Liberatore versus the Royals should be another fun one. He's looked really good lately, striking out 38 with a 2.81 ERA over his last 40 and a third innings. That's in his last 7 starts. He has looked like almost like a top end starter. It's crazy. He needs to hold on to that velo, though. That's kind of the key. If his velo starts to dip, this version of Matthew Liberatore is probably going to go away. But he has been so good lately that I'm in. I'm betting on it right now. And finally, pitching matchup of the day. Mariners versus Padres, Brian Wu versus Michael King. Not much to say there. We know both of them are good. Wu has been just utterly fantastic for this season. So definitely a fun one to watch. With that, make sure that you are checking out Pitcher List for all of our great content. Our top 100 pitchers by Nick, our top 100 hitters by Scott, and of course the reliever list from Rick Graham, and the great content that comes along with it outside of all that stuff. Great articles coming out every single day from our very smart writers, much smarter than I even, which is admittedly not that high of a bar, but still make sure to check out Pitcher List. Join our Discord by joining PL Pro, of course, if you are not already a member. With that, I will see you guys next weekend. Jake Crumpler is going to be taking over the First Pitch Podcast tomorrow. I appreciate you joining me. This has been another edition of the First Pitch Podcast on Pitcher List.
This has been the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. If you enjoyed today's episode, rate us on iTunes, follow us on Twitter at PitcherList, and help support what we do by joining our Discord with PitcherList Plus at PitcherList.com/plus.